Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Today on Adventures in Odyssey, a kids' radio production about two different ways to get to the wrong place.
Hand over all the money you got in the register.
Okay, don't shoot.
Now get down on the floor and don't try anything funny.
But first, we'll head out to the Timothy Center for another Aubrey file.
I just heard on the radio that a mountain lion has been spotted in the area around Trickle Lake.
And I swung it around and around by its tail. Journal. Looking back, I suppose if I could change just one thing, it would be everything. In other words, it was one big mess. It started simple enough.
Aubrey, come take out the garbage.
Oh, Mom, do I have to?
Well, would you rather let it pile up until it's knee-deep and the health department shuts us down?
Is that an option?
Aubrey, garbage now.
Okay.
And take it all the way to the dumpster this time. Don't just set it by the gate.
Rats.
That's exactly what we're trying to avoid, dear.
From the weight of that bag, Journal, I think Mom was throwing away her lead collection. The dumpster's behind some bushes near the tool shed. I managed to drag the garbage out there when suddenly a football nearly took my head off.
Heads up!
Hey! You kids shouldn't be playing out here.
Who are you?
I'm Aubrey. I take the garbage out on a regular basis, and I know how dangerous it can be.
Really?
When I open the lid of this garbage can, anything can happen. So scram!
Okay. We'll get out of here. Just don't open that lid until we leave.
Oh, kids. Whoa! Who are you? What are you? Where are you? Aw, hi, little kitty. Didn't you hear what I told those kids? This place can be dangerous. Come here. Ouch.
Are you all right? What happened?
It was just an animal. I scared it away.
An animal? You screamed like it was a monster.
I had a choice, Journal. Tell them I was scared out of my wits by a little kitty and be a laughingstock. Or, well, it was monster-like. Big, hairy, bad breath.
Whoa, look at that scratch on your arm. Does it hurt?
I'm fine. But let it be a lesson to you. Don't play near the dumpsters. I know I shouldn't have exaggerated, Journal, but I thought I was doing something good by keeping those kids away from the dumpster. And if I'd stopped there, it might have been okay. Unfortunately, I didn't stop there. Instead, I headed for the barn, and on the way I ran into...
Hi, Aubrey.
Oh, hi, Connie.
You going somewhere?
To get my bike. I thought I'd ride to its end.
Oh, I'm going into town. Hop in, I'll drop you off.
Great.
Whoa, that's a nasty-looking scratch. What happened?
It's nothing. A kitten scared me.
A kitten?
Well, a cat.
And it scared you?
Did I say scared? Scarred. Cut my arm pretty good.
Well, it sure did. Doesn't look like a normal cat scratch.
Well, it wasn't a normal cat. It was a big cat. Really big. And mean.
Must have hurt.
Yeah, but I had to chase him off. I mean, we have a lot of kids playing around here. I wouldn't want them to get hurt.
True. I'm glad you were there.
I didn't say anything for the rest of the trip, Journal, and thank goodness Connie didn't ask me any more questions. I felt bad enough as it was expanding the story that way. I promised myself that would be the end of it. But when I got to its end...
Greetings, Miss Shepherd.
Hi, Eugene.
Ooh, that's quite an abrasion.
It's just a scratch.
Looks far more severe than a simple scratch. What happened?
I tried to tell the truth, Journal. I really did. But when I opened my mouth, the words that came out were slightly different. I was attacked by a massive cat. I've never seen anything like it before.
To which of the various carnivorous mammals of the family Felidae did the so-called massive cat belong? Felis catus, bobcat, lynx?
Who cares? All I know is it was big. Real big. The kind of big that belongs in a zoo, eating large chunks of meat and frightening young children.
This is cause for great concern. I just heard on the radio that a mountain lion has been spotted in the area around Trickle Lake, which, as you know, is not far from the Timothy Center.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it all happened so fast. Trash cans rumbling, little kids running, a loud roar, a gash on my arm.
Perhaps I should check with the authorities to see if they've tracked that mountain lion.
No, Eugene, you don't. Oh, boy.
Aubrey.
Alex.
I just came from Finman's Market. Connie told me about your big cat scare. Sounds like a great story for the Wits End website.
It does?
Oh, yeah. Now tell me what happened and don't leave out a single detail.
Well, I was taking out, I went outside because I heard some unusual noises.
Were you scared?
Not really, but the children were.
There were children?
Oh, yeah. You kids, get out of here! It's not safe! Back! Back! Have a taste of garbage can lid! Ah! You scratched my arm! Take that and that! And don't come back! I take out the garbage a lot, and I'll be waiting for you.
Wow! What about the kids?
They were behind me, crying. But they were okay.
Incredible!
Suddenly, Journal, I realized that it wasn't just Alex who was listening, but lots of kids. They all wanted to hear it again. And the more I told it, the crazier it got. He lunged at me. And I swung it around and around and around by its tail. He bit me, then I bit him. I knew it was wrong, but I also loved the attention I was getting. And suddenly, it wasn't just the kids giving it to me. It was...
Aubrey.
Oh, hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Did I hear right about the mountain lion?
It was the moment of truth. This was Mr. Whitaker. Surely I'd confess to him.
Well, Aubrey?
Did you see the scratch he gave me?
Oh, yeah, that's a bad scratch, all right. You know, they found that mountain lion.
They did?
Uh-huh. Several miles north of here.
They run fast.
And they also discovered he had rabies.
Good thing they caught him, huh?
Yeah, but I'm afraid you'll need to be treated for rabies just in case.
Treated?
Just in case.
Right.
Wow, Aubrey, you risked your life and rabies to save those kids. You're a regular hero.
Yeah, I guess I sort of am, huh?
Well, even heroes need to be treated when they get scratches. Come on, we'll take my car. I'll call your parents and have them meet us at the hospital.
Okay. Hospital? What kind of treatment are we talking about here? A needle?
Actually, this just numbs the area. Then we'll use this.
A bigger needle?
Rabies is serious, Aubrey.
Now, just try to relax, honey.
Wait. You're not coming near me with that harpoon.
It's the only way they can treat you for rabies.
I don't have rabies.
Well, how can you be sure?
Because...
Yes?
Maybe it wasn't a lion.
Maybe?
Well, I didn't see a mane.
Still, we'd better be safe, because that scratch...
A bush! I fell in a bush. I got scared by a cat and fell in a bush.
A cat?
Okay, a kitten.
So there was no lion?
No.
You have quite an imagination.
You have big needles. They win. I'm sorry. I didn't think things would get so out of hand.
Be sure your sin will find you out.
What?
It's a verse from the Bible. Be sure your sin will find you out.
Find you out nothing. It's more like they hunt you down and kill you.
Are you ready to go?
Shouldn't we wait for my parents?
Oh, they'll meet us back at Wits End.
They will?
Mm-hmm.
You were on to me.
Pretty much from the start. Your parents, too.
Now I'm thinking maybe those shots wouldn't be so bad.
Oh.
So, Journal, I went back and told the truth to everyone. Funny thing, though, people liked the kitten story just as much as the lion one. Alex even said he'd put it on the website because it makes everyone laugh. And it makes me laugh, too. Now, I guess the truth really is stranger than fiction.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Kids Radio. I'm John Avery Whitaker, and this is another edition of The Twilight Zone. Jesus told us to choose our path in life very carefully. Enter by the narrow gate, he said, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter by it. But the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it. With that in mind, we present for your consideration Simon Ferris and Sonny Belial, two average kids.
Hi.
Yeah.
Simon and Sonny lived in the same neighborhood, went to the same church, and attended the same school. One day, as they were walking through the school cafeteria...
Come on, Simon, toss the football.
No way, you know the rules.
Well, give it to me, then.
Hey, wait a minute.
Go off for a pass. Over by the vending machine. But go, go.
Okay, okay.
He's in the clear, he's wide open, and...
Whoa. Oh, man, now whoa. Look what you did.
Yeah, and just look at the candy. Grab some before a teacher comes.
That's stealing.
Not like stealing from a store or anything. It's more like finding something. Nobody's looking. Come on.
No way.
Suit yourself. I'm getting while the getting's good. See you later.
Little did Sonny know that he had just taken his first step down a long and tragic road. Before he knew it, his entire outlook changed. He stopped going to church.
Church? Ha! For losers.
And taking things that didn't belong to him became a way of life.
Clean up on aisle 5, please.
Yeah. Time to clean up on aisle 14, too. Come on, nobody's watching. Grab the mini monster cards.
You mean steal them?
They won't miss them. Come on, it's easy as taking candy from a vending machine.
And by the time he was in high school...
Whoa! A custom Trans Am. Mag wheels, double overhead cam, CD player, fuzzy dice and bongos. Just what I've been looking for.
What are you doing?
Hotwiring it. Some guys in auto shop showed me how.
Yeah, but...
Got it. See you in the races.
As a result of that little escapade, Sonny ended up spending some time in the juvenile detention center.
So, kid, what did you say you was in for?
I stole a car.
That's all? Kid stuff. Look, man, stick with me, and when we get out of here, I'll show you a really good time.
And so, after their release...
All right, that'll be $3.62. Anything else for you today, sir?
As a matter of fact, hand over all the money you've got in the register. Now!
Okay, don't shoot!
The whole wad! That's right. Now get down on the floor and don't try anything funny!
I won't, I won't.
Okay, step on it!
By the time he was 26... Big Sonny Belial was a kingpin with the mob. He had money, cars, clothes, girls. He even ran his own casino.
Tony, is it done?
Yeah, boss. East River, cement overcoat. What about the cops?
Don't worry about the cops. The cops got nothing on me.
But eventually, the law did catch up with Sonny.
Guilty. 59 years in the state penitentiary without parole.
Unfortunately, Sonny died in prison. His good times had ended, and his bad times had just begun.
Hello, Sonny. Welcome to your new home.
No. No, please. I don't belong here. How could I end up here?
Well, you know how. It all started with a candy bar.
What?
But what about Simon? What road did he follow after that fateful day in the school cafeteria? Well, let's go back and find out.
Suit yourself. I'm getting while the getting's good. See you later.
I can't believe he just did that. Man, he must have real problems.
Simon went home and told his parents what had happened. Naturally, they were pleased that he hadn't taken any candy.
You made the right choice, Simon. We're very proud of you.
Thanks, Mom.
A chip off the old block.
I hope so, Dad. I always want to do the right thing.
And he did. Simon never missed church. He won every Bible Bowl contest and memorized more scripture verses than any other kid in Sunday school.
I do not forget your commandments. Psalm 119, verses 1 through 176.
Excellent, Simon. If only all of my students were as diligent as you are.
At school, he earned a reputation for being unfailingly honest.
Psst. Simon, over here.
Oh, hi, Deirdre.
I got the answer key to tomorrow's math test. Wanna see?
Deirdre, that's cheating.
Well, excuse me. I'm just trying to help. You know, you stink at math.
During his high school years, Simon was elected president of the church youth group.
And the winner is Simon Ferris.
Thanks, everybody. If we work hard and stick together, we can change the world.
After attending Bible college, Simon launched into a successful career as a well-known motivational speaker.
Don't let the vending machines of your life get you down. Be an overcomer. If I can do it, you can do it too. Say it with me now. I can do it. I can do it.
He grew wealthy, and he used some of his money to found a large and very famous charitable organization.
And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the greatly respected and highly accomplished founder of this marvelously compassionate organization, Mr. Simon Ferris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At $1,000 a plate, I think we'd better say a blessing without any further ado, don't you? Dear God, bless this food and the money we're raising here for the purpose of helping poor people around the world. And thank you that all of us in this room have such generous hearts and lofty intentions. It feels good to do good. Amen.
Eventually, Honest Simon was elected to Congress. In time, he even decided to run for the presidency.
Yes, in the back row.
Congressman, do you care to talk about any of your past mistakes?
Oh, I really don't see how any mistakes I may have made in my private life is relevant to running for president. Yes, Miss Favisham.
Congressman, you claim to be a born-again Christian. That is, that you've invited Jesus Christ to come into your heart and asked him to forgive you for your sins. Is this true?
Well, naturally I believe in Jesus just as wholeheartedly as anybody else does. After all, he was probably the greatest religious teacher of all time. But there's room in both my campaign and my heart for people of all faiths. Next.
Sadly, America never found out what kind of president Simon might have made. For just a week before the election... And so, Simon, too, came to the end of this life and the beginning of the next one.
Hello, Simon. Welcome to your new home and your new cubicle mate.
Well, well, well. Look who's here.
What? Sonny? But this is impossible. I mean, you I can understand, but me? I refused to take the candy. I always told the truth. I was a good man. How could I end up here?
Oh, you know how.
No!
Whoa, now wait a minute. Not quite the ending you were expecting, you say? How could Simon, a good man, end up in hell? Choices are very important. They can determine the whole course of a person's life. Obviously, Sonny made all the wrong choices. But while Simon might have made the right choices for this life, he made the wrong choice for the next one. He didn't choose Jesus. He is the narrow gate, the one and only way to heaven. No matter how good Simon was, he could never be good enough. He needed the grace, mercy, and forgiveness Jesus made available through his death on the cross. Without it, both Simon and Sonny were only traveling two different roads to the same destination. It's definitely something to think about. And that's today's Twilight Zone. Until next time, this is John Avery Whitaker on Kids Radio.
Simon and Sonny are two good examples of how much we need a relationship with Jesus Christ, not only to help us make the right choices in this life, but to give us an eternal life with Him in heaven. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Lion Tale was written by Charlie Richards. Two Roads was written by Jim Ware. Both stories were directed and produced by Phil Lawler. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Walker Edmiston, and Will Ryan. Our sound design was by Jonathan Crow and Rob Jorgensen. And our executive producer was Al Jansen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.